right. That is exactly the truth. The program is Phil's that time, Matinee with Bob and Ray, 1 to 1:30, with music by Ken and Phil, with Ray being on vacation. We're kind of just rolling along, not doing much of anything. Good afternoon, Al. How are you? Al Burns, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Big surprise.
It's a real pleasure to be back on the show again, Bob.
How long are you going to be here in town?
Well, I just dropped in with my band, and we are opening tonight at the Green Door.
At the Green Door.
The Green Door.
That sounds swell. It's a good engagement for you boys. You're a young and up-and-coming outfit, and I'm sure that you're going to make a big success. It's the first time you've played Boston, isn't
it? No, it isn't, Bob. I was here at my band about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it's not the same band we have now.
Different aggregation, but the same arrangements, eh?
No, the arrangements are a little different, Bob. At that time, we were featuring the Glockenspiel,
mm-hmm.
along with the Flubenhorn.
Oh, yes.
That's something new, by the way.
I see.
In popular bands.
Yeah.
And we're getting off on a bop kick.
Well, say, that's something that we can look forward to, a little difference in the style you've been playing.
That's right. We come on real cool now.
You do, huh? Do you have harmonics in that music you play?
We have harmonicas in the band.
Not harmonicas. Harmonics. I mean...
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
You hit your head green, I hope, on the boom?
If it ain't nothing like a harmonica, I don't know what it is.
Well, let's dispense with that.
After all, I just lead the band. I'm just paid to look because I'm handsome and good looking.
Paid to look intelligent.
They just tell me to wave a stick. I don't know nothing about the music.
Well, you were here on Friday. What you been doing over the weekend, Al?
Oh, I went up to Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug for a little fishing.
Over the weekend, you went up to Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug for a little fishing?
Yeah, over the weekend, I went up to Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug for a little fishing, but what did you do?
I went up to Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagog, Man Chagogog for a little fishing over the weekend, but I didn't see you.
Well, I was on the eastern side of Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug fishing over the weekend in a new canoe.
They say you were in a new canoe on the eastern side of Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug fishing over the weekend? Did you go up to the new canoe canal in your new canoe?
Yeah, I took my new canoe up the new canoe canal after I went fishing on the eastern side of Lake
Chagogagog. You said you were going to have a funny script for
the weekend.
I see. I didn't see you, though. Where did you go in your new canoe up the new canoe canal after you went fishing on the eastern side of Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug?
I went up to Saugatuck, near Naugatuck, Connecticut, when I took my new canoe up the new canoe canal after fishing over the weekend on the eastern side of Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog, Chabunagagungamug.
Well, why did you go to Saugatuck, near Naugatuck, Connecticut, your new canoe canal up the news? Why did you go there?
Well, I went to see PVB Beebe in Saugatuck.
Oh, come off this now, will you please, Al? You said you were going to have a serious script today, and look what you turn up with.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob, but I went to a clam bake over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
And I think in
down by Lake Chagogagog, Man Chagogog. And here's your toothbrush. Thank you. Why don't we have a Chesterfield before we go any further, huh?
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfy women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always buy Chesterfield A, B, C.
Ken Wilson and Bill Green are mighty men of music. Take over at this point with their first song for the afternoon. One that was popular, not more than a couple of months back, I guess. That's your... This is, You Told a Lie. You Told a Lie. Fellers Family Dish.
Oh, One Fellers Family.
Written by Carlton E. Lovelace and presented each week at this time.
Sorry?
Book 70, who's it starring?
Martha Van Alstott.
And Sherman L. Sturtley. Today, Book 73, Chapter 85. Paul and Nicky are down by the seawall, dangling their feet in the Pacific Ocean, enjoying a light lunch, which they have thought to bring along with them.
Nicky, says Paul, me being Paul, Nicky, I never noticed you have seven toes on your left foot.
Yes, yes, Finney.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
That's Puffer.
That's Father Butcher. He's in here by mistake.
Well, look, Father, you go back up, and meanwhile, Paul and Nicky will talk at the seawall. You go up and talk with Fanny.
Yes.
All right. Nicky?
I say.
Did you flunk out of Stanford this fall again?
Oh, I say, Paul.
Are you Nicky?
Yes.
Oh. Well,
All I say is I say.
Well, I brought you down.
I'm English, you know.
Yes, I brought you down at the seawall.
I don't know how I got here, but I'm English. I think one of the daughters married me or something.
Look, Nicky, I brought you down here to talk with you, get some advice.
Yes.
As you know, I hold the first mortgage on the old homestead, and I'm thinking of turning out the old man and the old lady.
I mean, I see now.
They ain't been pretty nice to me.
Yes, yes.
They put me up in that attic room there, at, no drapes, nothing.
Excuse me,
no
Paul,
heat there sometimes.
I thought we sent Father back to the house.
He did. He's gone back.
No, no.
You better go back, or he's going to ruin his story.
Yes, yes.
Go ahead, will you, Pop? We're talking about you.
He has left, Paul.
Good. Pass me down a peanut butter.
I think I'll go out to the Jerry and Sky Ranch. I'll see you later.
Okay, Nicky, why don't you take my sleek black limousine?
Righto, I will.
Oh, be careful, though. It ain't all paid for.
Here, I'll get in and start it now.
We'll start it. Meanwhile, at the pine paneled.
Something seems to be wrong with this guy.
You didn't turn the key on.
I say.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Turn the key on and then step on the starter. It's on the dashboard. You better push it with your finger. Now, wait a minute. Hold. Wait a minute, Nicky. You're not going to get anywhere that way. You're not going to get anywhere that way. Turn on the key, push the starter button, put it in first, and let the clutch out.
Why didn't you say so, Paul?
I don't know. I was preoccupied here. There, that's much better. Meanwhile, at the pine-paneled room up in the old homestead, Papa is talking with Mama, or Father Butcher is talking with Fanny.
Yes, yes.
Poor Father.
I understand Paul is kicking us out of the old homestead now.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, yes. Have you read any good books lately?
No, 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 no.
Yes, yes.
No, no. No, Ada, no, no.
It's about time Paul and Nicky were getting back, I should think.
Have they run away, Father?
Yes, yes, Fanny.
What should we get Nicky for Christmas?
Yes, yes, I've been thinking about that for some time now.
We should think about it now.
Yes, yes.
Where's Ethel?
Ethel who?
I don't know. I think it's our daughter.
Yes, yes.
Where is she, Father?
She's down at the seawall, I believe, Fanny.
Was she dangling her feet, too?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I saw her making a peanut butter sandwich before she went.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes. Yes, yes. Or maybe she went to the Weymouth Fair. See you there. Don't forget where.
Oh, boy, that's a great way to...
Didn't I tie that in well?
You didn't let me finish that because we're going to look in on the Sky Ranch, but it's much too late.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go into the Sky Ranch because Jerry and Sky were there. Pinch hitting for Jack.
I wonder whatever happened to them, by the way.
Those two fellows on
Jerry and Sky.
Jerry and Sky,
One of them was up here a couple of weeks ago. I never can tell which one is which, though. That's
you mean Jerry and Sky?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what
they're in New York somewhere.
They're in the Queen City, the Great Lakes, Buffalo.
I think they're
in there the other night.
Did you?
Yes.
They're on the networks now. They're really doing swell for all of you folks who've written in.
Father, a couple of cowboys used to be on this station.
Jerry and Sky. They were the
ones talking. Yeah, Jerry and Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to those
They're
folks?
In the Queen City of the Great Lakes, Buffalo.
Are they working?
Is that what you said? What do you say?
What do you
Leo
say?
Leo Egan, as you can tell, friends, by the noise in the background, is here in the studio with us after a long absence today. How about a brief look at the baseball picture, Leo, and a word on this afternoon's situation?
The baseball pennant races will continue full blast today, friends. There is a full quarter of ball games which will be played.
You got that down, Bob?
I'm taking this down in longhand.
What about a second sacker? You got any second sackers Keystone Corner men, or...
If you want to turn this program into a lot of corn, I'll be glad to go along with you.
What do you mean, turn it?
What do you mean, already there, Keystone Sacker? Who uses that?
Initial Sacker.
Oh, Initial Sacker.
Well, you don't, Leo. Certainly.
The base.
No, sir. So, look, let's get down to facts. What's the deal now? How does the picture shape up? I mean, between
I'll be on the air at 1:35 with a full report.
Well, what are you doing in here, then?
Musical instrument along, and I'm going to play a duet with
Leo them. Has a couple of cardboard cartons with 8 flashlight bulbs that's slightly used, I think. And he is going to play Tico Tico.
We changed
the
Dance Macabre.
Dance Macabre. Tico Tico, he can play better.
How are the Cincinnati Athletics making out?
Are you ready?
Shut up, yes.
Are you ready now, Leo? Get the key first, will you, for Mr. Egan? This is something that's never been done before.
All right.
Go right ahead. The phone number here at Boston is Hancock 65500. Our honor city is Barnstable. This is quite amazing. He's just standing up there at the microphone playing these flashlight bulbs.
Before.
I don't, not to my knowledge, and I don't think it'll ever be done again.
Change keys, Bill. Get up on the high red already.
Oh, you did, yes.
Amazing the talent this fellow has with his little finger.
Don't you stop?
Now, wait a minute, you're cheating. You're playing on the ashtray.
That really doesn't go. Yes, are you going to put music into your sports shows from now on?
I think it could help.
Wait a minute. I think there's a call just come in from some theater in Last Chance, Saskatchewan, wanting you to come up there for a week.
Good, I'll be glad to be there because I'm doing a football game up there.
Leo, my name is Kevin.
Be there tomorrow.
I want to invite you to join our program every morning at 8:35, anytime you want.
I'll come in on our breakfast extra at 7:30.
The program has been great, but it is just possible that I might be able to add something.
Something is lacking.
But I really feel that your 8:35 to 9 o'clock program has created a precedent.
Here's a call from Fred B. Cole wanting you to appear on his Carnival of Music every morning.
Add something.
He's down in the Gold Studio, you know. Joe Kelly just called in, did he? Oh, these calls are coming in so fast. Now, we have you booked in for First Ken and Bill tomorrow morning, 8:35, right?
Fine.
You'll be there. 10 to 12, you'll be on the Carnival of Music show.
Oh, boy.
With Fred B. Cole. Was that Christine Evans just called
in? Christine Evans just called in, Bob.
What does she want?
She wants Leo on her show Thursday morning.
Oh, Thursday.
Thursday morning.
Oh, that's right. They play a night doubleheader.
Sure. You can get up and do that.
Ray Dory just called.
Ray Dory called?
Oh, no. That's a new show. He must have a full list of talent.
And, Joe Kelly, of course, you'll be on with tomorrow at 12:35. Then I think Norm Prescott wants you.
I'll play Country Gardens on that program.
Good. Swell.
I understand.
Isn't this wonderful, all these bookings you have?
Yes.
You want him on the Shell News?
That's right, and I understand out of all the dickering to get him on the Fisherman's News.
Well, swell. Now, let's figure up the commissions on these. There's 10% here, 10% there. You're going to end up owing us exactly $360, Leo.
And it'll be worth it.
Certainly will.
Also payable in advance.
You played your song. I saw you running over some music. We should have a trio today. You can sing, Al, can you?
Well, I'm gifted in many ways, Bob, and that happens to be one of them.
Beforehand. But, you have a microphone? You can use
it. I guess I don't know.
Like a little chair. All right. Are we doing the introduction?
Look what you've done. We can do that.
We can do that. Right.
Look what you done, what you done, my baby. Look what you done, my child. Look what you done, my baby. You've done gone and told me a lie. You told a lie, I believe you. Look what you've done to my heart. You told a lie, I believed you. I was a fool from the start. I thought that you and I was a good fighter.
it began. That's all we can ask for, I suppose. We haven't had very many words from Mary Margaret Magoon this past week, have we? I've got to find something that has her voice on it, transcription, namely. But I haven't been able to dig one up yet.
Hmm? She's in the golden age of opera album.
Mary Margaret Magoon is in the golden... She's with Caruso?
Mary Margaret appeared on the stage of the old La Traviata Theater in Eggleston Square back in 1904, if memory serves me right, Bob.
Here's your toothbrush, Al.
She was in Ben-Hur at the Castle Square Theater, too.
Is that so? That is going back quite a way. You played piano for that, Armin. I thought you were there in person. Your grandfather told you. How is he now?
Well, he's taking care of his father.
Oh, now, that's going too far.
The joke goes the other way, Bob.
After all, you're 73.
We're long lives.
Well, look, this is getting us nowhere. I understand there's a big production on the way. And we might as well have a time check first.
Time is 1:16.
And hello to you out in the West Coast just joining us.
Those of you along our party line.
Bob, is it time for another morning program?
I think we should have another.
And there it is, ladies. Grab your seat. And here's our laughing MC, the man who makes all of us laugh every day at this time, Bill Warner.
Well, morning there, Joe.
How are you?
Oh, swell this morning. Isn't
well,
it?
We have a house day on. Shining faces out there.
Sure
all Easter. Women.
Hello there,
the
lady.
Way we want it, too, ain't
oh,
it?
Oh, you. And we have some wonderful flowers.
Take them up, right, lady.
To give away to these ladies.
Hey, lady. Give me a little voice.
What a wonderful crowd we have.
Then right at the microphone.
Will that lady with no seat in the rear come down front here, please?
Yeah, have a chair. Take it down here.
Yeah.
What's your name, Mother?
Webley. What all the time.
You're kind of nervous, aren't you?
Yes.
Haven't been on the radio before?
No.
Where's your home?
Fargo.
Fargo!
Fargo, North Dakota.
Nothing funny about that, I guess. How old are you? Do you mind telling us?
I'm 114.
114 years old!
What are you doing out here on the coast?
I'm visiting my daughter.
Visiting your daughter?
Yes, she just had a baby.
Isn't that wonderful? Would it be too personal to ask you how old your daughter is?
94.
do you have any other
she
children?
She listens all the time
isn't
to you, Bill. Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, that's wonderful. How'd you get out here? Where
we came out on the train, my uncle and myself.
Yeah, Uncle George was that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's there in the audience.
Hello, Uncle George.
Hello.
Oh, we do have fun here, don't we?
Yes.
Well, how soon are you going back to Ogden, Utah?
Fargo.
To Fargo, Utah, yes.
Yes.
North Dakota.
Yes.
We have a lot of fun here, don't we?
I'm a much. Good sport.
Sure you are. And thanks for coming up here.
Don't I get anything at all?
You get one of those beautiful prize primroses over there.
Oh, no, wonderful.
Which our paying teller will give to you.
Well.
And don't forget to take a try at our jackpot question. You may be luckier next time.
He is a young man. He's on the road. A salesman, Bill.
You're a salesman, eh?
Yes, I am. I'm on the road.
What do you sell, sir?
Shoestrings.
Shoestrings?
I'm the shoestring baron of Uppatami, Pennsylvania.
Hey, isn't that... We're glad to have you here.
My father just wedded somebody in one of them Woodbury soap ads.
Oh, is that... That's so? And
I'm referred to in the second paragraph.
I think I've seen that advertisement.
Yes, it says her father. That's me.
That's you. The shoestring baron of Uppatami, Pennsylvania.
That's right, yes, sir.
You're selling quite a few of
I admit, though, that young man, of course, he's shown there in Annapolis uniform.
Yes.
Flunked out the next day.
Right after the ad was
going to marry him.
Oh, I see. Well, we got the advertising.
Yes,
got it. Anyway, that's
you
bad.
Well, I'm with the shoestring people.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Now I'm going to get that target of the shoestrings because everybody needs them.
We all need them.
Sure.
I notice you're not wearing them, though. You have your shoes buckled.
The shoestrings bother me.
Yeah.
They cut right into my feet.
Yeah.
I never wear them myself. I kind of tape them up with scotch tape or adhesive tape.
Sure.
And it's handy.
Uh-huh. And how long do you plan to be out here on the coast?
Well, I'm only out here briefly for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh,
I'm out here trying to corner the shoestring market.
How are you making out so far?
Well, it ain't been bad. A couple of upsets, you know.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But other than that, I'm going along okay.
Well, I
go back there, boy.
I hope you tie everything up. Out here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on our program.
Well, I mean, no questions, no nothing.
No questions.
No consequences?
We just talk and make funny with the people here.
Well, don't I have no consequences or anything?
Well, we might be able to figure one out for you. Isn't that right, Joel?
I'm backstage.
I'm going to keep talking
with them. Can hear me.
No, we may be able to.
But when I press this magic button, both Bill Warner and the contestant will fly through a trap door. and we will never see them again. Stand by now, please. Now, this will come as a shock to Bill Water. I'll laugh.
Back here on our stage here in Hollywood.
He doesn't know what's going to happen to him.
Yes, the
115 edition of the news. Three men were run over by a steamroller today. What's the matter?
Were they squashed?
They were squashed completely.
Oh, dealers.
News on the human side. That was awful noisy here for a while, wasn't it?
Did you see the cartoon? I think it was in the New Yorker magazine showing a gorilla leaving the studio and announcing, yeah, saying, now for the human side of the news. The gorilla had just finished.
He just finished his and probably.
Anyway, friends, frankly and singular, here now is Bob Elliott, our announcer.
Thanks very much.
Got a nickel, got a phone, got a minute. Then call Richmond 21750 now and enjoy television in your home today. A simple phone call and the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealers, will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you.
Admiral Television is one of America's top brand names, nationally advertised from coast to coast.
My voice changed awfully rapidly doing that. Phone Richmond 21750 now. Talk to special operators awaiting your call.
You name the time when you want your set delivered.
The House of Television will have it in your home right on time. Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself. The price is only...
I memorized what you told me, Bob.
I was afraid of running into trouble.
I got it all set.
All right. The price of Admiral Television that the House of Television will deliver to your home at the time you specify is only...
$229.95.
Right. Complete.
Complete.
If you decide to buy, it's yours for as little as... I'm afraid you haven't memorized it.
$22.95.
Down.
Down.
And up to 2 full years to pay. Right now, remember, it's yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, just plain free trial if you call Richmond 217... Richmond 21750. Now, there are 2 addresses of House of Television... 172 Cambridge Street, Boston, and their new store at 361 Boylston Street in Brookline. We're happy to say that due to this program, they're enlarging, they're taking on new business, they've opened a new store. Remember that address, if it's more convenient, 361 Boylston Street in Brookline, and of course the regular House of Television at 172 Cambridge Street here in Boston. Now, would you like to hear some more music?
I can.
Bill had a wonderful song, all arranged just for you.
Somebody knocking at my door any time now, waiting to come in, have a shave, haircut, shine, or something or other. Wonder when I'm going to have a customer. Ain't seen my old friend Pliny for a long while. Because I don't suppose he'll drop in this early in the morning. He gets up rather late. Say, he gets up rather late, probably won't drop in.
Say,
I better go over to
say
the
door.
See if anybody's out there. They should be knocking most any minute now. No, nobody there. Well,
Bell.
Should get some business somehow.
Nobody safe to look over here.
It's open for half an hour. No business in here.
You got you open up for business yet
nobody
in here, Bell?
Be coming up for a shine or something.
I thought I'd come up here.
Shave or a haircut?
Get a haircut.
I'll just
here.
Go to the door again. See if
but
anybody's
there. Nobody safe to be inside.
No, nobody out there. Uh-oh, there's somebody knocking. Open up again. Well, no, nobody. Oh, you're inside.
Yeah, Bill, I've been here quite a long time waiting for you.
Why, it's Grandpa Edwards as I live and breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Try to keep from bending over so the tongue in my shoe won't lick the water on my knee. Where you been and how? Or how you been?
Well, I've been up to...
What'd you come down for, Grandpa?
Well, I don't know.
Come down to get a haircut or something? You sure need one.
Which way was I going when I come in the
truck? You're going downtown.
Well, I have my breakfast, Daddy.
Yeah, well, sit right down over here in the chair and I'll take care of you. Yeah, I'll tie this sheet around you.
Yeah, I want to be careful
you
up there.
Keep
the
top hair off your suspenders there.
I feel like the girls all like my wavy locks.
Some girls like your wavy locks there in your head.
Well, I'd better
pretty well, eh? How's the wife?
Well, she's pretty good.
Yeah. How is she lately? I ain't heard you say.
Getting her all fine.
Yeah, wait a second. I think somebody's knocking on the door. No, I guess I ain't. Yes, there is, too. Hang on just a minute, Grandpap. I'll be right back.
Well, you get my age,
yeah.
I'll pay
what you want, a haircut or something?
Have
hair
or...
down for?
Yeah, come on, get a haircut.
Well, tomorrow we'll look in on Just Fancy Bill again and listen to the scintillating conversation of Bill and his old friend Grandpa Edwards. We'll hear Grandpa say...
Come in here, I got a haircut, Bill.
And we'll hear Bill say,
what'd you come in for, Grandpa?
That's tomorrow on Matinee with Bob and Ray and Al, Ken and Bill, Charlie, Leo, Egan, and everybody else around here. Hope you can make it. Hang by your thumbs and write if you get work. We'll look for you tomorrow, 1 o'clock, same time, same station. WHDH in Boston.